Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
And Dirty Work Wednesday is brought to you by friends Gordon Zed, attorney at law. Get your dirty work handled at zedlaw.com. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Emily.
Hey, Emily. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so my boyfriend, actually my fiancé, went to visit some friends over Thanksgiving weekend. And I think he ran into his ex, and I feel like something happened between them.
Oh boy, okay. Now, where were you while all this was going down?
I was here. I had Thanksgiving with my parents, and he went to Rochester, which is where he's from.
I see. And what is his name? Did we ask you that already?
It's Jake.
Jake. Okay, Jake the Snake. All right, so you were here. He went to Rochester, so he didn't want to have Thanksgiving with your family?
He did, but a bunch of his friends were doing this huge reunion up there, and he really didn't want to miss it, so he said he didn't know when they would all get together again, so he went.
I gotcha. So a little old school reunion. So how does the ex come into play here?
So he has this ex named Jenna, and she's friends with every single one of those people, too. And when he told me that he was going, I asked, you know, who was all going to be there, and he never mentioned there, but I just knew that she was going to show up.
Right, yeah. So he just conveniently left that part out then.
I guess. I mean, maybe he didn't know she was coming, but I highly doubt it. Yeah. Anyway, so they all went to this hooligan's place where they all hang out and they took a bunch of pictures and stuff. And I saw that she was there, so I decided to sort of snoop my way over to her Instagram. And that's when I noticed the pictures that she took.
Let me guess, she was all over him in these pictures?
No, it was actually the opposite. She didn't have one single picture with him, but here's the crazy part. So there was a bunch of pictures from the reunion, a bunch of pictures from the bar, but then the next picture was this plate of food, and the caption was, "When the party becomes the after party." And she found herself at this Italian restaurant called Corso.
Okay, all right. So she likes to carbo-load after drinking. I get it.
Okay, but here's the thing. I looked up the restaurant she was at, and it's the same restaurant that's in the hotel where Jake is staying.
Oh, okay. So she was staying in the same hotel as he was then? Or maybe the same room?
Well, no, she lives in Rochester, but she definitely came back to this hotel to eat.
Well, wait, was he tagged in that picture at all? Like, did she say at dinner with a friend or anything like that?
No, but I mean, what are the odds that she just coincidentally ended up eating at the same restaurant that was in his hotel?
Yeah, that's true. There's probably a lot of other restaurants in Rochester. Okay, well, we can call him if you want to. I mean,
well, wait, hold on. That's not the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's more?
Yeah, actually, this is the biggest part of the story. So the picture after dinner is one of her feet in front of a fireplace. And there's another pair of feet in the picture, and the socks on the feet are exactly like the ones Jake wears.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, was there a caption on that photo?
Yeah, it said, "What year is it anyway?" And one of her friends commented, "Is that who I think it is?" And then she wrote back the whole shh emoji.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. So you're sure that was him, though?
I'm not sure. That's kind of why I called you guys.
Oh, I see. Okay. Wow. I mean, we've had guys busted by text message, busted by movie ticket stubs. We've had the random hair tie under the bed, but we've never had a guy busted by his socks before. Are you sure they were his socks in the photo?
Well, no, they just look a lot like the kind that he wears.
Okay, so we're here to get evidence then.
Yeah.
To see if Jake and his ex, what was her name again?
Jenna.
Okay, to see if anything happened between Jake and Jenna. Got it.
Yeah, and I have both their phone numbers if you need them.
Oh, okay. Wow. You really did your homework then.
I mean, I listen to you guys every week, so I know how this works.
Okay. Yep. All right. So let's do something kind of kooky then. Let's call Jake first. Let's record his voice answering some quick questions and then use his recorded voice to see if Jenna will admit to anything. Because if we call Jake right now, well, if we call him, is he going to answer?
Unless he's at the gym, he should answer. Yeah.
Okay, so let's try that. Let's do that. Let's call Jake first when we come back.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to a Jacob, please?
That's me.
Hey, Jake, this is Jack Harlow. I'm calling from Visa Fraud Detection. So we noticed some unusual activity on your debit card this past weekend from a different city, and we wanted to make sure it was actually you and not somebody stealing your identity. Did you happen to make any purchases in Rochester, New York this past weekend?
Yeah, actually I did. Went there for a few days. But that was me.
Okay, great. We just wanted to make sure it was actually you.
Yep, absolutely.
I actually have a buddy who lives up there. He keeps nagging me to come visit. Is it pretty nice up there?
Oh, beautiful. Definitely go visit.
So you had a good time?
Yeah, great time.
Okay, great. Well, listen, that's all I needed. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All righty. Give me one second
okay.
here. Okay. Want to tell everybody what's coming up in the E-on-Z?
Coming up on E-on-the-Z. Rihanna. She,
don't pay attention to this film.
Okay. She has been named a hero for Barbados, but it's not the title that people are buzzing about. It's the photo of her accepting her award.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, perfect. All right. So now what we're going to do is we're going to call Jenna. And she is in Rochester. Give me the whole phone number here, please.
Okay.
Okay. The idea is we're going to put his voice in here so she thinks he's on with us. If this works.
It will.
Of course it will.
Has to.
Oh, don't let me remind me. I got to put Emily on too, okay, so she can hear this. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Jenna, please?
This is Jenna. Who's this?
Jenna, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show in Virginia Beach. How are you this morning?
Good. Who is this?
We're a radio show down in Virginia Beach. We know you're up there in Rochester, right?
I am.
So you've probably never heard of us before, but listen, there's a reason we were calling you. We were talking this morning about old romances getting back together, and Jake actually called us and told us all about you.
Oh, he did.
Yes. In fact, Jake is on with us right now, and Jake, you said you just got back from Rochester and ran into Jenna, correct?
Yeah, actually I did. Went there for a few days.
And how did Jenna look when you saw her?
Oh, beautiful.
So, would you say that the spark sort of reignited, or?
Yep, absolutely.
So, you two had a great time?
Yeah, great time.
Well, awesome. So, listen, Jenna, tell us what you guys did at your little reunion.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we met up with a huge group of friends that we all used to hang out with, and we went out for drinks.
Okay, and after that?
After that, Jake and I went to get some food together, and we just sort of hung out after that.
Yeah, he told us about the fireplace. It sounded really nice.
Oh, yeah, that was probably the best part.
Okay, so speaking of flames, are we talking like a reignited fire here between you two?
Oh, my God. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to ask him about that.
Well, I mean, we did, and it was pretty obvious how he felt, so...
I mean, is this going to turn out to be a one-night thing for you two, or is there possibly more coming?
I mean, it's up to him, but I would want there to be more.
And you would want there to be more, okay. Let me ask you the awkward question here. In the morning when you had breakfast the next day, did Jake have to call you for breakfast, or did he just nudge you?
I don't really think I should answer that.
I see. Okay, well, I think you kind of just did. By the way, crazy side note, did Jake mention at any point that he's engaged?
Engaged?
Yeah, did he mention that he has a fiancé named Emily?
No, not really.
Okay, because he does, and she's also on the phone with us.
Yeah, hi! Oh, snap!
might just be the proof you were looking for, Emily.
Yeah. That, okay, that's pretty much all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what now? Is the engagement still on?
Nope, and he thinks he's getting the ring back. He is so wrong.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Why don't you give him the chance to admit everything to you? Like, now you pretty much know what happened. Call him up tonight and be like, look, you have one chance to tell me the truth and just see what he says. I mean, maybe he was just, like, getting it out of his system one last time before he gets married.
What? Getting it out of his system? No. Nope. He had plenty of time to get it out of his system before he proposed.
Yeah, I know. Like, yeah, of course.
Come on.
But still, I'd like to know what happens if you ask him. Like, I want to know if he admits anything or, like, tries to continue with the lie. So, and this is entirely up to you, Emily, but do you think you could ask him about it and then see what he says and then, like, call us back tomorrow?
Sure, but even if he tells the truth, the engagement is so off.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to see what he does. So confront him tonight and then call us back tomorrow, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, excellent. Dirty Work Thursday tomorrow morning. I love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.